Well, grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You heard Tom read today the epistle. It's one of my favorite scripture readings. It's about a race. And it seems so real as it's written and read. In our life, as often is described, as a race. And it, you know, it's not a short race. Our race is a long race. It's a marathon, is what the scripture was talking about. And like any race, all races have a beginning. And here's your point. The beginning point for most of us was at the baptismal font when we were young. That's when the race began. In that moment, the Holy Spirit placed you into a race that eventually, hopefully, we all pray will lead to eternal life in heaven. That's our goal. At the beginning, well, honestly, you know, the path feels good. The path is flat, it's smooth, it's easy. And sun's kind of shining, the air is cool, and the excitement of running with your fellow believers fill your heart with joy. But, as each of you know, the race doesn't always stay smooth. We may have in our life what we refer to as hills. The weather changes, your legs ache, temptation creeps in, and sometimes the road, the race, becomes so steep that you begin to wonder if you can keep going at all. Are you going to make it to heaven? As Tom read in Hebrews 11, it gives us a picture of a great crowd of witnesses. I love that analogy. Those who surround us today, here. Those who are running or have already completed their race. The name of Abram, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, Rahab. Men and women of faith. Now I'm here to tell you that these people were not perfect. They were far from perfect. Abram, he doubted. Moses, well, he was madder than a hornet and got angry. Rahab, well, she was a prostitute. And yet, what united them wasn't this moral record or this sheet of offenses. No, that wasn't it. They were united by faith in the promise of God. Abram offered up Isaac, trusting that God could raise the dead. Moses gave up the riches of Egypt for the treasures of Christ. Rahab, well, she risked her life because she believed the Lord would be merciful. They endured, and they were capable of enduring because their focus was fixed on Christ. They could endure their hardships, and they didn't focus on them. But they focused on the one who had promised who had promised, as he has promised each of you sitting here today. You have something great coming your way. You've got a wonderful promise ahead of you from your Lord. And these saints, these cloud of saints, they surround you. They're here today in this building with us. They're not silent either. Picture them like a crowd in an auditorium or in a stadium, perhaps, and they yell, "Come on, you can do it. Keep going. Come on. Come on. One more step. Get up. Get up. Dust off. Come on. Let's keep going." And that's the encouragement that you have coming from your heart every day. That's what keeps you moving. Especially when things aren't going well. But I'm going to tell you something else that you already know. And you go, "Pastor, do you understand that running this race some days is not easy? In fact, do you understand how hard it is? Do you understand the narrow path that Luke talks about? He talks about the narrow door." And here's the saddest thing. And we feel it today here. There used to be people that would sit next to you here in our church. And they're not here anymore. Not because they passed away. It's because they chose to turn their back on their church. They turned their back on Christ. And we are sad. We are in sorrow. Because we miss them. And now you look at them and you say, "Now wait, hold it. Look at this. They're doing great. They're happy. You know, they seem to be fine. Why? Why in heaven's name, Pastor, are you making, why is Christ making all of us go through this?" Well, here's your answer. We run towards the most precious goal imaginable. And that is eternal life someday with Christ. Often at funerals, of which we've had quite a few this past year, the question comes up to me, "Did they go to heaven? Did so-and-so make it?" I don't know. Only God knows. All I can say is God is gracious. I know that. But what happens? We don't know. That's why we strive. That's why we run this race, not weekly, not monthly, but every day you run this race. Only faith. Only your faith in Christ. Not one good work that you ever do will matter. Not one step of graciousness matters. Only your belief and love of Christ matters. And don't forget, along with this, you've got another enemy that First Peter talks about. It says, "The devil prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. He will use temptation, distractions, pride, doubt. He'll even give you a very comfortable life. He wants whatever he can do to pull you out of the race." The writer of Hebrews says, "Let us lay aside every weight, get rid of it, get rid of your sin, which clings so closely to you, and run with endurance the race that is set before you, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of your faith. Jesus started this race in you. He is the one who gave you faith. He sustains your faith, and he is going to make sure we get to completion. Now, he ran his own race, certainly, and that led to the cross. He endured the shame. He endured the pain and the curses, and he finished perfectly. And now he runs with you and me. He is with us in our baptism. He is with us in the word that you hear today, and he's with you during our Lord's Supper. He gives you the strength you require every day. He provides it for you. And he surrounds us all with the other saints that have preceded us. Warder, Stella, Amelia, Darlene, Fritzy, Oscar, Alice, May, all here, all witnesses that surround and protect and encourage you every day, even if you don't recognize it. They are there. That's the good news, because you know you're not running this race to earn something in the way of God's love. You already have that. You're not running to win. You're not trying to win salvation. Christ did that. You run because the victory is yours, and all we have to do is complete it and seize the prize. And when you stumble, look to Jesus. Please. When you get tired, look to Jesus. And when temptation whispers that quitting would be so much easier, look to Jesus. And now may the grace of God that surpasses all human understanding guard your hearts and your minds in these coming days, in our Christ Jesus. Amen.